Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we're definitely diving into that warm stretch. I was watching the weather today. They are anticipating breaking a record that is 100 years old. So upper 80s today. Kai Kai here on the news that we were just watching, thinking we might even hit 90 today. So breaking that 100-year record. Upper 80s for the next couple days. I saw a little post from one of the news stations on my Instagrams talking about how much warmer it's been in Denver than Miami, even through this little stretch right now.
So, love that.
Love that for weather.
I do.
Love that for sun.
The sunshine immediately makes me happy, and I just love being out there in the rays. I think that we are very lucky here in Colorado with over 300 days of it. So, you know, I know the summer might be a little scorching, but we're not there yet. That is a future problem right now.
Isn't it funny when you go outside, like I popped out a little bit yesterday, that you can literally feel your skin absorbing the vitamin D?
Yeah.
Your skin is like...
I was walking out to my car yesterday, and it was hot.
Yeah.
Like, I was, you know, sweating a little and just walking. So I was like, oh, it's going to come early this year.
I put on some shorty shorts yesterday and a little tube top, and I just I soaked it up. It was really nice.
That's what that tan's about. I get it.
Yeah, it was nice to break that stuff out again. So I've been waiting to get the tube tops out. But I know Josh wandered over to Costco and saw something weird in the parking lot.
Yeah, so my girlfriend has an obsession with sparkling water, and I didn't have any more at my house because she drank it all, and so we popped on over there to grab some, and as we were leaving, it was two or three cars down the row, but this truck, I mean, in typical truck fashion, was just parked horribly, and truck owners think they can get away with it. And so I'm sitting there waiting for her to come back out, and there is a dude who I thought was the truck owner, but turns out it wasn't. It was a guy. Have you ever seen those stickers or like they'll put under the windshield or something like, hey, you parked like a bleep you suck and all these things. So he's like standing over the passenger door, and I think he's just going to be, or the driver door, sorry. I think he's going to be getting in there. And I'm seeing he's like outlining a little sticker, like taking a sticker off and putting it on the car. And then not only doing that, but with his fingernail, like, kind of cutting it into four so that it, like, you can't just rip it off. You have to, like, take your time. And so once he leaves, I pop over there to see, like, what it is. I'm like, what did he put on this car? And it is a literal sticker that says, like, nice parking, you jerk.
Yeah.
And, you know, get...
That guy's tough.
Yeah, retake your driving lessons.
He told
all these
them.
Things. And, but, so I'm like, once my girlfriend comes back out of the store, I'm like, hold on, we're going to wait here in the parking lot. I want to see this guy's reaction. And so... finally, I don't know, it was probably 10 minutes. It felt like an eternity, but it was like 10 minutes. The owner of the said truck comes out and opens his door and then sees the sticker, and he's trying to take it off, but it is coming off piece by piece by piece now because this thing is cut up. And part of me was really happy about that. I was like, you kind of deserve this because you were taking up like 2.5 spots in your F-350. But at the same time, I'm like, that could like ruin your paint. That could be like, you know, felony charges depending on how much your paint job is to fix the car because you can't just get a door fixed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but at the end of the day, park correctly.
Kinda.
Like, I was kind of on the sticker guy's side. I mean, have you ever seen anybody do this? I have personally received the under the windshield, you park like a jerk, please fix your parking, get correctional glasses, all that. But I've never gotten the sticker part. And the sticker, I was like, that might be a little bit excessive.
That's a little much.
Especially with how
many
people have like cameras now on their cars.
But did the truck park backwards also?
No, he was pulled like almost diagonal.
That's the problem. If he had just backed in,
no.
You're right, first of all. As a truck owner, I think you should...
Usually not only do they park in outside the lines, but they stop traffic so they can park backwards.
That's a newbie.
Like, no, like you will stop traffic so you can park back.
That's a new truck owner there.
Okay, but no, I think it's good. I think you got to see karma beginning, middle, and end as well, which I would have waited in that parking lot,
too. Yeah, absolutely.
You sticker guy's got some anger issues, huh?
Okay, but that's what I'm thinking. Like,
who does that? And who carries stickers around and puts them on people's cars? Like, get a life.
Oh, I have a friend who carries... She carries cheese in her wallet or
so
her purse.
You can
so
get
weird.
Stuff on Amazon for this exact reason. I know people who make it their mission to correct bad parkers. Like, they'll just drive around looking
for
them.
Those people need to take a yoga class.
Namaste.
And relax. Everything's going to be fine.
Says the guy who parks backwards.
Yeah, but I'm in the lines and I'm not putting stickers on anybody's car.
Like, I am
whoever team does that is... there's a screw loose, I think. Uh-huh. Like, that's your mission in life, to walk around a Costco parking lot and put stickers on people's cars when there's 5,000 parking spots? Just park and go
can
in.
Can promise you that guy won't park like in. That again. I can almost
if
promise
you. If it's an F-350
you.
Guy, I guarantee yeah. you he's going to be taking up four
the next
spots
day. Next time.
I guarantee.